that silly one not doing, you forget the end of the story. Because to you, the angels, they just bowed to Adam and what? And went to a vacation? They became the slave of a human being. That's why you have in you all those good attentions, good feeling, that attraction to beauty, all that, you remember? The only thing which is not your slave is the knowledge. Knowledge is not your slave, because knowledge has a personal identity, which is fire. You could use it, but you should know that never knowledge will become your slave, and you should not be enslaved with that. Because of the fire, what a silly fire, worthless fire. Let's not talk about that fire anymore. Really?
Also worshipped by that one whose spirit, like the angel, has been freed from insolence and doubt. What fire? What iron? Close your lips. Do not laugh at the beard of the assimilator's simile. Do not set foot in the sea. Speak not of it. On the shore of the sea, keep silence, biting your lips. Though 100 like me would not have the strength to bear the sea, yet I cannot refrain from the drowning waters of the sea. May my soul and mind be sacrificed to the sea. This sea has paid the blood price of mind and soul. I will march in it as long as my feet move. When feet remain not, I am in it like ducks. A disrespectful person present is better than one absent. Though the ring be crooked, it is not, is it not on the door?
Okay. It gets complicated enough to be left for the next time, but pay attention, something tricky was here. He played a game with the stuff, but that unrespectful is not unrespectful. Normal translation will be impolite, but he doesn't mean impolite. Remember the politeness we talked about at the beginning of book one? Book one, so the first paragraph was the king and handmaiden. Second paragraph was two part. First part was sleeping, dreaming about the wise man and waking up, and the Hakim was there. Then there was a prayer. They said, let's pray to the God that we will not miss the... What was politeness, but at the same time, is ritual, the manner you change yourself. Exactly. That word is here again. Bi-adab means yes, impolite, then means at the same time someone who doesn't respect the ritual. The one who doesn't care about the tradition and the way it should be handled. That's adab and adab. Inshallah, one day we will sit down and find a correct replacement for that. But remember that here he will say bi adab.
B-E?
Bi adab. Without adab. And adab means rituals. Adab means ritual or politeness. Then he will say, look at the ring. The ring is distorted, but if it is the ring at the door which you knock normally, he say, I don't care about its shape, it's at the door. Presence is important. Therefore, of course, the impolite, let's say, or bad behavior and stuff like that is bad. But if you're present with that, it's better than being very polite but not be present. Because at the end of the day, we talk about presence. The presence of that passion in your heart, which should be permanent. The guy who says, and I'll have it, doesn't change it, it's there. Do you remember Tarki Istisna saying, inshallah, he said, I want it from the heart, not by saying. Saying is not. You have to have it in your heart. Next time, inshallah, we'll talk about it. Ama diyor ki, kulüver gelmedi ki, ha hakkı.